With Christmas coming up, not everybody gets Christmas off. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Not to brag, but I think my little daughter Darby is quite talented. She's a television news reporter, and because the news goes on, she has to work Christmas Day. But so do lots of people, because the world does go on. But it's not just people. Back to that in a second, but most of us this time of year associate... Yeah, jingle bells, but some of our farmers associate it with... Even though they may not have heard a cowbell in 30 years. But we are talking about our dairy producers, many of whom have been told they were crazy to get into the dairy business in the first place.
Sometimes I think I'm crazy.
That's dairyman Ken Smith, who on Christmas Day says his dairy is...
fragmented. You get about 6 hours with your family, and the rest of the help get about 6 hours. And everybody comes together to make sure the work gets done.
Remember, cows have to get milked on Christmas Day just like any other day. But Ken says it's a family affair, not like the old song. Maybe that's a community affair.
We have to reach out.
And coming full circle to Ken being kind of crazy in his own words, he's been 40 years in the business and...
we're really close to the break-even point.
Yeah. And again, in his words,
crazy.
And to my little Darby Doodles, if you're listening, Dairy Christmas. I mean, Merry Christmas, and I love you. Ag Information Network of the West.